Welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. I am Eric.
I am Mike.
I'm Phil.
And we have another special guest, Reverend Deadeye. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Brother Al, standing over there in the corner, holding a tambourine. Hey, how are you guys doing? Hey, the sun's finally gone down.
Yes.
We're all starting to cool off a little bit. It's been a pretty brutal day. You played right in the middle of that sun.
Yeah, I did.
You doing all right? Got some water? We got some whiskey?
Yeah, the whiskey and water.
Some whiskey and water. Good.
I'll get there.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
As soon as the sun goes all the way down, I'm going to be great.
Were you here last night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For a little while.
Yeah. It gets chilly. It's weird also.
It felt a lot better.
So hot. And then all of a sudden, bam, I got to go put a hoodie on.
I was already gone by then.
So, did you come out just for the festival, or did you tour out at all? Or?
Yeah, we did. The festival was the main reason, and then we did some, about 7 other shows on the way back, and coming and going. Yeah.
Cool. Where's next? Where are you off to?
LA.
LA? Yeah. Excellent. Cool.
And then back to Colorado.
Yep. Then we got a couple more shows in near somewhere in California.
Yeah. It's a big state.
Yeah. Like North California, and then back, and then we got quite a few. I think we got something every weekend till we head back to Europe in September.
Small country, just come out and see us.
Yeah, be in your neck of the woods soon. Go see them.
Yeah.
It's a lively show.
sort of like Iceland, it's pretty small.
Yeah, you'll find it. Right. Iceland, yeah.
It's like Iceland with just longer drives.
Much, much longer drives. Especially in the western U.S.
Yeah, you find that, right? The next show's much further away than the East Coast.
The Midwest is just brutal.
Super brutal.
Driving brutal. And I used to do it all by myself. Lucky for me, I've got Al to split the...
Lucky for you?
Yes. Lucky for me,
lucky for you.
Al to help drive.
Thank you for making me feel so special.
Yeah.
You are pretty special.
Lucky for me. And lucky for him as well, because if he's doing it all by himself, that would be a long drive as well.
Right. You guys are like a team.
Indeed.
A driving team.
Shall we do something?
Yeah.
Wade Wilson.
Are you trying to push the...
He's like, let's sing a song.
Let's get this over. Or let's get it started. No, he just wants to get started.
I don't want to get it over with. I just want to get it started. Oh, fuck yeah. Let's get it started then, boys. We're hitting the dickel. We're ready to roll. All right.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Little Wade Wilson. It's a song about my high school math teacher.
Oh, all right.
Very nice. Enjoy.
Wade Wilson lived at the bottom of the lake. Yes, he was forsaken, but it crossed his fingers one time too late. Well, he pushed that car to the edge of the sand drill. Hold, lost his soul, translucent as a skinny shell. When death come call you, Wilson, you'll be ready to answer the door. 'Cause I told you once, told you twice, and I ain't gonna tell ya one goddamn time no more. When death come call you, Wilson, you'll be ready, waiting, willing. 'Cause you no longer run from fear or fun. Where you hide yourself to do your own killing. Is ready, ride with the sea. Only had to fool himself, so he chained a brick around his feet low. As he pushed his head back, brilliant glow, skinny shed. Killing.
Right. Thank you.
Great song. How does the writing process work for you? You get words and then you put the rhythms and you get the rhythms and put the words?
I start with playing some, sometimes with lyrics and sometimes with word or with the song.
Yeah.
Both.
It works both ways.
Mostly
for you.
I forget both of them.
You got to get yourself a recorder.
Forget most all of the lyrics that I ever write.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Do you have any influences that, obviously you have influences, but who is it that you influenced you the most into your style?
Blind Willie Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably like the, what everything I do. Is trying to do like an amplified version of, not of how he sounded, but how he felt when he played.
Gotcha. Yeah. And what about, you're out on the road quite a bit. Who are the people out there you're working with or playing with, or you just, that make you go, holy shit, they're doing it. That person's doing it. Maybe somebody we've never heard of.
Yeah. I mean, every once in a while you run into that. Of course, like people like Charlie Parr.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm always so jealous of him because he just is a, like, I tried to do one man band stuff for so long, and I could do it, but it took so much energy to do it, and he was able to just, you know, travel in a little car and just bring his guitar up on stage.
Yeah.
I've never had the the guts to do that.
Yeah.
To not have like a bunch of stuff behind me.
Yeah. And what a really nice guy too.
He's amazing.
He's a super sweet, super nice guy. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
You working on anything now? Anything new or a record or anything?
Yeah, I got a record in the mastering process right now.
Cool.
Working on, you know, we'll be putting it out just before we go to Europe. In September.
All right. So right around the corner.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, our people can find you at all the usual spots. You got a website?
Yeah. Mostly, Facebook.
Yeah.
Like for as far as like finding shows and stuff like that, Facebook and the normal places that you download.
Yep.
I guess Bandcamp.
Sure.
Or stuff like that.
I'm sure if they Googled your name, it'd be pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing a song with us. That's a lot of fun. And good luck and be safe on the road as always.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys.
Yep.
Thank you.